The union that represents Montana teachers opposes a move to legalize private school vouchers in the state. Educational savings accounts, or ESAs, are growing in popularity around the country. ESAs allow people to use state money to pay private school tuition. House Bill 393, which Montana lawmakers passed last year, is slightly different than in other states in that the money would be limited to tuition vouchers for special education students. Montana Federation of Public Employees President Amanda Curtis says using state money for a private school leaves students without the protection of the Montana Constitution.
This voucher system literally takes money on a per-kid basis, which defunds the public education system and denies students their constitutional right to access a quality public system.
Supporters of the measure say students with special needs often do better at home or in private schools than in public schools. The Montana legislature will next convene in 2025. 13 states have passed some version of ESA program, but Curtis contends the movement will ultimately fail on the national level. She thinks Montana will follow suit because the state's decision makers have jumped on a trend and been influenced by outside groups.
I'm constantly concerned about some politicians in Montana allowing our policy decisions to be influenced by the national political rhetoric.
In most states that have passed them, ESAs are projected to cost the state more than double what the legislature's budgeted for them, effectively taking that money directly out of public school budgets. Curtis has vowed to challenge Montana HB 393 in court. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.